Hello and a really warm welcome to Successful Student Transitions, where we aim to provide support and inspiration for teens and young adults as they step out of school, college, into the world of work and further education. And welcome to this new series, Lean Into Student Life. Now, this is an 8-week series devoted to supporting first year students as they settle into university. So if you're a parent or educator listening, please forward this on to anyone you know who's settling into university life this year. And if you're a student in your first year, you're in the right place. And I wonder, how is it all going? I guess you're probably 3 to 5 weeks in and will experience the highs and lows of Freshers' Week and all that goes with those first frenetic weeks at uni. And for many, we know these initial weeks, even months, can be a bit of a roller coaster ride. And we're here to support this journey through this series, Lean Into Student Life, which we see as your weekly survival guide for conquering university transition. So over the next 8 weeks, we're going to share 5 tips per episode to support you practically and emotionally and give you the know-how and confidence boost you need to not just survive, but thrive in your first year. And if you're keen to follow these episodes, then why not subscribe to the series for free? If you do that, you'll get the series delivered to your inbox every Monday for the next 8 weeks. And you'll also access a very handy bonus, summarised show notes for each episode, so that you can make the most of each episode. You can register for access to this series via successfulstudenttransitions.com/lean-in. So that's successfulstudenttransitions.com/lean-in. So let's get into the first episode in the series, Early University Wins, Your Early Days Survival Kit. So in today's episode, we're breaking down exactly how to navigate these first crucial weeks and months when everything feels uncertain and you're basically living on adrenaline and instant noodles. Well, I hope not, but maybe some of the time. So here's what you're going to discover. Why feeling unsettled and uncertain is part of this process of transition. What mindset, stretch, and elastic bands all have in common. How to tap into strengths you've already have but have perhaps forgotten about. How curiosity can be your secret weapon. And how to start writing your new story from day one. So let's get into the episode. So hello and welcome to the beginning of your university life. As universities start at different times throughout the country, we recognise that we may be speaking to you at a different stage. So listen with that in mind, because we may not have got the timing perfectly right for you, but hopefully what we say will be helpful whatever the stage you're at. You know, when we make big changes in our lives, such as a move away from home and to the independent living of university, we enter a period of transition and adjustment. And it can take up to the end of the first year to really settle and find your stride. Now, hopefully it's going to happen more quickly for you, but I just wanted to say that to set expectations. Now, as we all know, life generally has its struggles. Those struggles can be made worse during periods of change. But there's also an upside. The highs can feel really good too. Now, the first term at university is especially a period of adjustment and getting used to a new way of living, socialising, and the course that you're going to be studying. And as you leave home, you're likely to be feeling excited at the thought of new beginnings, that independence, that freedom, and the new opportunities. But these feelings of excitement may also be punctuated by some feelings of worry. How am I going to manage on my own? For example, if I'm ill, and perhaps you may be feeling a bit sad to be leaving home. I miss your family, your friends a bit, the cat, the dog, the fish, whatever. So a variety of reactions and feelings and responses to the early days, quite normal. I love talking about the mess and magic of change, because it can be messy, but also can be magical, and you'll have some great times too. And then there'll be every stage in between. So all this being said, there are some things you can do in these early days to help you manage this transition in an optimal way. And that's what this series of podcast episodes over the next 8 weeks is all about. We've designed them to support you and to hopefully normalize at appropriate times what can be sometimes confusing, sometimes challenging, sometimes exhilarating extremes. So today we're going to start with 5 tips for getting off to a good start.
So tip one, we have to really acknowledge and embrace the idea that this change of going to university will bring uncertainty, and try and use that word, embrace it and not fight it. Maybe think a little bit about, where's your mind focused on? Is it all focused on all the uncertainties? You know, what's your mind doing at this time of change? But we're going to help you guide you through these first uncertain days. And that it's important, that's a, you know, a really important word, that uncertainty thing, that things will be uncertain, there'll be all new things. It's natural for us to think, have concerned feelings and thoughts about those what if thoughts, to feel a bit threatened. We also might want to feel we want to avoid things and not do things when we feel uncertain, because we want to feel in control. We want to know what's coming. And when we are unsure, we naturally look out for things being risks and threats. And that's our threat response system, which is likely working perfectly well for you at the moment. Oh, this is a bit new, it's a bit unsure. And as the days pass and we head on to kind of get to know things a little bit more, that will likely lessen. But if you feel like that right now, if you feel that it's all a bit uncertain, we want to reassure you that this is quite normal. When we make a change in some aspects of our lives, and this is a big change for you, things will feel uncertain. And it means that you're doing something different, things you've never done before. You're having to change habits and build new ones. We're moving on from the things that worked for us in the areas of life where we've had successes, and now we need to build new successes. And that can feel a bit risky, and therefore we can feel a bit fearful. We want you to know that you've been through this before. You've managed times of uncertainty.
Tip two is that it's helpful to set realistic expectations and have a flexible mindset. So what is your mindset about these first few weeks as you head into this new university experience? What were you thinking and expecting before you arrived? Now, we all have expectations about new situations. And what's important is that we set realistic expectations rather than having excessive or extremely high expectations. So think about what you can do to help yourself set realistic expectations. You may have been influenced by everyone telling you what a brilliant time you're going to have. And maybe so far, in your new experience, you're wondering what they're talking about. People talk about university as being the best days of your life, and hopefully it is going to be a very positive experience, but it does take time to settle. And it may not be realistic to expect it to be amazing, best life experience ever from day one. And you may have found things haven't met your expectations. For example, you arrived to find that your accommodation was not quite up to your expectations. And that annoyed and unsettled you a little, perhaps quite justifiably so, but you're going to have to adjust to live with that, unless you're going to try and change the accommodation, but you're going to have to adjust to that new reality. And perhaps maybe things have been better than you expected. You expected to find making friends challenging, but you've met some really nice people on day one. Well, that's really great. That's really, really good. And it's impossible to predict everything. So it's really important to go with a very open and flexible mindset for now. The thing to understand about times of transition is that it is always unpredictable. And when we're working through a change experience like this, we're learning and growing, and that can feel uncomfortable. So I like to think of an elastic band being stretched, and that's you right now. Lots to learn, lots to get your head around, lots to get organized. And at times you may feel that you're being stretched too hard. You're having to step up and out and do things that actually it would be far easier not to do. But the exciting thing about that stretch and getting out and doing new things is that those new experiences challenge us, yes, but help us to grow and evolve as well. So our tip two is to decide to embrace the challenge and know you will come out having grown and developed through the experience. Use that growth mindset that I'm sure, having been in full-time education for many years, you've heard about before, so I won't go through that right now. And the great thing is that the things you learn and as you grow and develop through this experience, they're all going to be of a huge value to you as you move towards the next change. You know, when you leave university and move on, having made this transition, this change successfully and learned, you know, some of the strategies that helped you, you can then reapply those in the future. So this is not just a lesson for now, it's a lesson for life too.
So tip three is you have the skills, strengths, and knowledge to do this. You've got this because you've managed periods of change and transition in the past successfully. Like, you were never in the same year group. You've moved every year. Likely you've been through other changes and transitions. You know, perhaps you've moved house, perhaps you've moved country, perhaps your parents got divorced, perhaps there were predictable changes, but perhaps unpredictable changes too. And you've managed to get through that. You've been hugely resourceful and capable. And of course, you know, we know that because if you hadn't been, you wouldn't be at this junction now where you're going off to university. You have navigated life to the point. You've successfully worked through school, sixth form or college experience, or maybe even a gap year. You've made friends, played sports, spent time doing hobbies you love, studied successfully, passed exams, communicated with many different people, held jobs, earned money. The list goes on. So you have a wealth of achievements, and that when acknowledged, you know, it will remind you and give you confidence to step out and do what you need to do now. So it could be useful to think back over the last 2 years and write down every success and achievement you've had. Think about the skills and strength you employed to create those successes. Think about what people say about you when you're at your best and write those things down. Louise and I are sure it will be a great read for you. Remember that negative bias we always have when we look at the negative rather than think about all the things that have gone well. This is a time to really kind of try and encapsulate some of the things that you've done really well in making this change. This has all travelled with you. It's not going to go away at this transition. You can use these skills, strength, and knowledge that you've got to move forward positively. And remember, this is a learning experience. That's the point of change. So if you don't know, find out how you're managing this transition. Find out and learn. University and learning go hand in hand, and it's not always just about learning the academic stuff. As Louise said before, that, you know, this is a big transition for you. So notice what you do in a transition, because it's going to be your blueprint for when you're at the other end and you're looking for a job.
So tip four, get curious. Get curious, go out and get involved. Look for something new, new experiences, new interests and activities, new people. You know, the positive new experiences you could expose yourself to. Life evolves and we evolve with novelty and newness. So embrace that and enjoy it. And that's what's exciting about where you are now.
Yeah, all these new opportunities, because it could be easy just to do the same old. So it's a chance to do the new. So tip five, look forward and think about what you want in your future and who you want to be. This is a time for you with your new independence to write or rewrite your own story. Who do you want to be in this new environment? What kind of student do you want to be? What's important to me now and in the future? Who do I want to be now at university in this first term? And who do I want to be in the future? What experiences do I want to have? The things to get involved in and the things to do will shape what we become. How do I want to behave? What attitude do I want to have in this experience about studying, making friends, socializing, sport, etc.? What does this matter to me? And it's often that, you know, when I talk to young people going off to university, they have this idea that they really want to be a student. But what does that entail for you? Does it entail the work, the academic work, and the learning about yourself and the friendship stuff, and just trying to explore that kind of person you want to be thinking about what kind of student you want to be now that will help you kind of form what you want to be in the future?
Great. So that's the 5 tips for today. So let's just quickly review those. Tip 1, prepare to live with uncertainty for a while. Tip 2, have a mindset of openness and flexibility that embraces stretch and discomfort. Ask yourself, how will I grow from this experience? Tip 3, acknowledge how far you've come, your accomplishments, your skills, your knowledge and strengths, and think about how these assets will support you going forward. You know, we know you've got this. Tip 4, be curious with people, situations, ask questions. I think it's really nice to take this attitude of inquiry. So that is kind of asking questions and be interested in situations, but also people, because that will help you connect with other students. And tip 5, see this as the beginning of your new story. What's going to come next? How exciting is that?
It's really exciting, isn't it? And that kind of bridge of that excitement and anxiety, which, you know, we know exists. And finally, you know, in the excitement of these first few weeks, please remember to take care of your well-being. Change and transition that follow can be an emotional time. And if you're feeling overly emotional, reflect on those self-care practices. Have you had enough sleep? Are you eating enough? Are you taking some form of exercise or keeping moving? Have you rested enough? And rest, remember, is more than sleep. It is the time to chill, downtime. You need all that kind of busy time, but also time to relax. You know what helps you thrive in environments. You know, some people might need time out, but some people will really enjoy being with lots of other people. So do that tuning into yourself. You know, give yourself that inner bit of focus and be thinking about, how am I doing?
So thanks for listening. Now remember, if you want to go deeper, we've created something special for you, an online space where you can go and review the content of this episode and future episodes using the show notes we've specially created for you. They're packed with reflection questions and additional resources designed to support you on your university journey. So you can gain access for those for free by going to successfulstudenttransitions.com/lean-in. So that's successfulstudenttransitions.com/lean-in. Go and register to access a space for you to reflect, learn, and plan for your university success. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back soon next week with the next episode. Meanwhile, have a great week. Bye-bye for now.
And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.